Off the coast of Alabama, workers put out inflatable containment booms to keep the oil away from the shore. And the booms washed ashore over the weekend because of rough surf. The state is now working to put them back before the oil reaches its shores. Governor Bob Riley remains hopeful the pollution can be kept at sea.
Our goal is to make sure no oil goes onto the beach or into the estuary.
That's the hope, but the spill is already affecting local fishing, NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
The news Sunday that NOAA closed much of the Gulf to fishing came as colorfully decorated boats lined up in Bayou LaBattery, Alabama, for a yearly ritual in the town that calls itself the seafood capital of the state.
Good afternoon and welcome to St. Margaret's Catholic Church and the 61st annual Blessing of the Fleet.
Since 1949, the Archbishop of Mobile has come down to the bayou to pray for a bountiful harvest from the sea and the safety of the oystermen, shrimpers, and commercial anglers who ply the waters of the Gulf of Mexico. It's usually a community celebration with music, fresh seafood, and a party on every boat. This year, though, the mood was somber with the knowledge that a giant oil slick was just offshore.
They really need a blessing this year. We do. That oil is going to just tear us up this year.
36-year-old Darvin Barber is worried about his hometown.
Lived here all my life. Getting ready to change big time for everybody. No more seafood and all that. A bunch of people going to be in dire need.
BP has been offering anglers in Bayou LaBattery and elsewhere payments of up to $5,000 if they give up their right to sue. Alabama Attorney General Troy King has told BP to stop circulating the settlement agreements and is urging Alabamians to seek legal counsel before signing anything. Barber, a former shrimper, says meetings so far with representatives from BP have not been helpful.
And one person says you need to do this, and somebody else says you need to do that. We don't know what we need to do. If we knew what we need to know, you know, we could go out and do something, but you don't know.
During his blessing, Archbishop Thomas Rohde acknowledges the anxiety and prays for the responders.
And we ask God to bless those who are working to contain and to stop the oil leak. We ask God to protect us, to protect the livelihoods of those who make their living in the seafood industry and the tourism industry. And we ask God to protect our way of life, which is imperiled by this danger of the oil slick.
We will now proceed to the boats for the boat parade and the blessing of the boats on the water.
The Archbishop stands on the bow of the lead boat, and a few dozen vessels follow out to the mouth of the bayou. 35-year-old fisherman Wilson Johnson is in his small aluminum boat, hoping to get a sprinkle of holy water as he contemplates a murky future.
We've lived on the bayou our whole life. That's all we know. That just say if something does happen, you got to move away. You can't take it. Where we go? Our daddies. That's all we ever do with seafood.
Melissa Bosarge Nelson also grew up here, her family working in the seafood industry. Now she's a tour operator.
It's hard to think about. You know, I can't imagine not being able to get in my boat and go out. You know, we have pleasure boats. We have, you know, I mean, our company, we run the sightseeing cruises from Bell and Bath Gardens. And already we've seen a decline because people aren't coming to Orange Beach. And so therefore we're not getting the tourists during the day.
She says at least with a hurricane, you can start rebuilding when the storm passes. But this disaster has no end in sight.
Who would think that this would happen? You know, my first thought was, you know, I'm not an engineer, but it seems like you would have five or six ways to cut that thing off. You know, who would think that this is going to happen?
Nelson and others here wonder whether Bayou LaBattery will even have a fleet to bless come next May. Republican Congressman Joe Bonner of Mobile says a lot is hanging in the balance.
Well, this may be one of those life-changing moments that an individual, a community, and a region of the country is living through.
Bonner says even if the well is capped today, this could still be the biggest environmental and economic crisis the Gulf Coast has ever faced. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Orange Beach, Alabama.